Cam and Claren Koompen of Koompen Brothers Farms from American Falls, Idaho, reflect on their potato year this year. David Sparks, Idaho Agribusiness Today.
Things were going really good. Fresh market looked like maybe 2 years in a row it was going to be decent. Seed was an issue. Going into this year, seed was short. Did a little seed and had a spot for it because it was either that or if you're going to grow an open potato, might as well be one that somebody wants.
Yeah. It was a big change this year. The coronavirus caused a lot of havoc. Whether you agree with how they're handling it as far as shutting down, it caught everybody flat-footed and blind. Pretty devastating to the potato industry. It wiped out a lot of the market, not only here but Asia. Asia was a big deal for us. The domestic market's a big deal for us. And people and the fresh industry showed a little spark there for about 10 days. But the amount of French fries eating out of restaurants is a huge deal.
And baked potatoes.
I know this year we had got the $13 open price there at the end of February, and there was no reason for potatoes, Burbanks, not to be at $15 to $16 as we're speaking right now. That's where it was going. The demand was climbing, had been for the last 5 years, and potatoes were short. Well, Idaho had enough potatoes to supply the market, and there was a lot of people after them. But when you chop demand by a third in about 5 days, it doesn't take long to create a big rack.
Produced by the Ag Information Network.